Kentucky and Duke and Connecticut and UCLA, you know, the usual powers are still strong. But now you're seeing this diversity coming from smaller schools as well.
Well, what you're going to have, in my opinion, from this point forward, you're still going to have your traditional powers, but the distance between the traditional powers and everybody else is definitely narrowed. And what you're going to have is you're going to have mid-major type programs or programs that's not a traditional power. Every year there'll be somebody different because it's hard to sustain that except at Gonzaga year in and year out where they jump up and they're good enough to beat anybody. And that's the way.
And Gonzaga doesn't want to be called a mid-major either.
No, but I mean, well, their basketball program's not. But I mean, from a conference or from a school standpoint, you can see how people do that. But they've done such a fabulous job out there, and they have their own niche and what they recruit to and everything. But Wichita State, that's a great program. It got a lot of tradition. I was at Tulsa. We went to the Elite Eight. You're looking at George Mason now going to Sweet 16, and you're looking at Bradley. You know, you're looking at that people that are having success, and it's not as big. You know, fans that don't follow it, they think, oh God, you know, this team is come out of nowhere. The difference in talent when you're playing with 50 year seniors or a 24 year old senior like Somerville going against a 19 year old freshman, you know, there is a difference, and you know that, and you know, you guys both being professional athletes, you guys know that, and so there is that window for you know, so-called mid-major teams to knock off the traditional powers, because the traditional powers aren't playing as often with juniors and seniors as what they used to, because you know, kids are obviously leaving early now. So the gap's been narrowed, and I think there's a lot of good teams out there. There's probably more good teams and less great teams as there was 10 years ago.